dear God, we ask for your help in being a light in every place you've given us to walk. Give us care and wisdom as we live and work with each other. Help us to look to another's needs before our own, and to always be ready to serve those around us by the power of your love within us. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the Holmesville Church of the Brethren Quarantine Edition. This is the worship service for August 16th, 2020. Our call to worship is Psalm 133. How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head running down upon the beard, on the beard of Aaron, running down over the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord ordained his blessing, life evermore. Behold how good it is when we live together in unity. Behold how good it is when we live together in unity. Like the precious oil poured upon the head, running down the beard. Like the morning dew, blessings flow to us through our unity. Behold how good it is when we live together in unity. Behold how good it is when we live together in unity. Like the precious oil poured upon the head, running down the beard. Like the morning dew, blessings flow to us through our unity. As we come to our time of prayer, please remember that you are encouraged to call the pastor or the deacons with prayer requests or concerns. I will be pausing in our pastoral prayer a few times for you to raise your prayers of thanksgiving, your prayers of concern, and also our prayers for the world. Let us pray. O God, in the stillness of these moments, we come to you. You are as near to us as our own breathing, as our innermost thoughts, as our deepest yearnings. You meet us here. Can we also meet you, our God, in the ordinary paths of life? Do we see your face in the faces of persons around us? Our confession is that we often miss your presence in the busyness of life. Forgive us when our eyes are blind or our hearts are hardened to your everyday presence. Clear our vision this day, God, that we may find you more clearly in laughter and in tears, in celebration and in sorrow, in the freshness of childhood, in the vitality of youth, in the productivity of midlife, in the integrity of older age. O God, help us to see you in all of life. Today we gather spiritually as part of Christ's body. We pray for each person and for all that we bring. Be with us as a special guest in our joys and in our celebrations. Please pray silently, thanking God for joys and blessings in your life. Some of us are experiencing pain, illness, uncertainty, despair. Healing and hope seem far removed from the present moment. Grant, O God, the sure knowledge that you too know the meaning of pain and despair and can be a close companion to us. Please pray for your own concerns and the concerns of those around you. God of all peoples and all creation, we also bring concerns that reach far beyond this place where we live. Please pray for the needs of the world or for other concerns that you hold in your heart. O God, touch us where we are unfeeling and uncaring. Prod us where we are apathetic or stubborn. Nurture us when we are slow to catch on. Pick us up when we stumble and fall. Challenge us to live as your children. Amen. Our Old Testament scripture is Psalm 133. How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head running down upon the beard, on the beard of Aaron, running down over the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon which falls on the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord ordained his blessing, life forevermore. Ephesians 4:29-32. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. And from Matthew 15:10-20. Then he called the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." Then the disciples approached and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into a pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." Then he said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile." It is what comes out of the mouth that defiles. In Frederick Buechner's The Son of Laughter, Rachel says to her son Jacob, "A word can never be unspoken once it has been spoken. Do you understand what I mean?" "This is what I mean. If you speak a word with the strength of your heart in it, you can never get that word out of the ears of the one you speak it to and back into your mouth again. Once a word goes forth, it makes things happen for better or for worse. Nothing you do will ever make those things unhappen, even though you live for 1,000 years. Those words are true in the fullest sense of the word. The book of James spends a lot of time dwelling on the topic of the tongue. He starts early in chapter 1. "If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless." James 1:26. This is exactly why Jesus is taking the Pharisees to task in our gospel lesson. The Pharisees were very careful to follow all the dietary rules of the Jews, all those rules set out so plainly in Leviticus. Don't eat this, don't touch that. But Jesus points out that this is not what defiles a person. What defiles a person, Jesus insists, is what comes out of the mouth, the words we say, because what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart. Our words show our hearts, our evil intentions, our murderous thoughts, our lusts, our greed, false witness, or slander. Our words reveal us. In Luke 6:45, Jesus says, "The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." Whether the communication is spoken in person, posted on social media, or sent in an email or text, Jesus' teaching still applies. Some schools and workplaces post a reminder about speech or communication in writing with the acronym THINK. Perhaps you have heard it before, but it is worth revisiting. T, is it true? Is this a fact, or am I spreading an unfounded conspiracy theory or a rumor, or is it just someone's opinion? Be sure to check before you speak or write to be sure you are telling the truth. H, is it helpful? Does my speech help you, them, or the situation? Or does it tear down without building up? I, is it inspiring? Or does it improve upon the silence? N, is it necessary? Would this be better left unsaid? Many things would be better left unsaid. K, is it kind? What is my motivation for communicating? If it is not for building one another up, then just don't. The Epistle of James says that the tongue is a fire, a restless evil full of deadly poison. James goes on, "With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse those who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing." My brothers and sisters, this ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and brackish water? Can a fig tree, my brothers and sisters, yield olives, or a grapevine figs? No more can salt water yield fresh. Chapter 3, verses 9 through 12. Please, God is not fooled. When you insult a brother or sister with one breath, then say, "Praise the Lord," with the next breath, you are doing exactly what James warned about in this letter. Here is what James says to do instead. Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness born of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be boastful and false to the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. Chapter 3, 13 through 18. The Apostle Paul said, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." 1 Thessalonians 5:11. And again, Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Colossians 4:6. We do not have much of a witness to the world if we cannot guard our speech. Ephesians 4:1-3. I, therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And at the end of that chapter, put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. We have been called to a high calling, brothers and sisters. Our standards should not be the same as the world's standards, but they should be held to a higher standard, as is befitting those living out the kingdom of God. Let us think before speaking. Let us lead a life worthy of the calling to which we have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Let us pray. God of peace, help us to guard our tongues. We pray that you will give us the wisdom to discern what is best to say and the will to follow your commands. In Jesus' name, amen. Our final hymn is Joy to the World. It is found in our hymnal on number 318. We often think of it as a Christmas song, and yes, we will pull it out again at Christmas time, but it is a good song to remember every day that we have joy because our Lord has come.
Sorrow.
Let us lead a life worthy of the calling to which we have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Amen.